That was Seals and Crofts. Gabriel, go on home, and Seals and Crofts are here, and they're going to play for you live right through your radio speakers right at home and share a little bit of their music and feelings with you tonight.
Let me just get the microphone. Okay, this one's called Today.
Pretty day. You know, some gray days can be pretty, you know. That was one of those days.
We were thinking one day we were up in Ottawa, Canada, and since we've been following the things and everything, we started looking at things in a lot different light than we did before. And even with all the disunity and things, we can see that in the future, that we're experiencing now is like a plowing up of the ground, and the seeds for a new civilization are being planted. And it's like the old world is giving birth to a brand new world. And looking at it in this light, we sat down and we wrote this song. It's called The Year of Sunday, And being from a Christian background myself, I've learned more about the teachings of Christ than I ever knew before. And a strange thing in the faith is people from all backgrounds, all different ages, all different social backgrounds. And it's really a fantastic thing to be able to look at the whole overall picture from my standpoint and see what a gift it is to be born in this day and to be going through these things. It's really quite an experience. And one thing that that I wanted to add is that being a Baha'i doesn't mean that we're saved or that we're any different or any better. It doesn't mean we're going to escape anything. It only means that we have the teachings of this prophet, and we believe him to be the prophet for this age, and we're making an effort to follow him. And this song kind of reflects, tells the story how in each age, to our understanding, which is very limited, that each one of the prophets, for example, Abraham, brought together the first family, and the world got a little bigger. Along comes Moses, he goes up on the mountain and gets the Ten Commandments, and brought together the tribe. Then later on, Christ with the city-state, the world had grown to that part, and he brought social teachings and religious, spiritual knowledge for that age. And then a little later on, Christ, after Christ, Muhammad brought in nationhood. And now the world has been in the state of nationhood for quite a while, and we're all right here together, and the need for a world civilization and world unity exists now. So that's the story that you'll hear in this next song.
One of the principles in the faith is elimination of prejudices of all kinds, and that includes nationalism. You know, now it's the earth is one country and mankind its citizens. That's the age that we're living in right now. It's time for this whole little globe to get together. You know, we might have to unite the planets from here on.
We all live in the year of Sunday. So many things are in store for us. Oh, what a gift to be born in Sunday's beautiful life way down here in the dust. People return to the tree of wonders. Oh, won't you hurry, the presence is there. Down on our knees in the darkness of Sunday, we'll find the answer to all of our prayers.
The Ten Commandments from a burning bush and put together his first tribe. Upon his shoulder said he was the one to teach us how to love. Muhammad stayed out in the desert sun, stayed out there just as long as he could. The Maker gave him water from the river of life, and then he gave his nationhood.
young Bob down in Bergerland came to tell us of the promised one. Though the nightingale of paradise singeth upon the twigs of the tree of eternity, with holy and sweet melodies proclaiming to the sincere ones the glad tidings of the nearness of God.
We got to think about it the other day, being though that we've done quite a few shows now with Chicago, they're doing in a certain sense the same type of songs. The structure of the songs are almost the same as ours, like many different songs roll into one, except theirs is in a harder in a hard rock thing with lots of sound, and ours is a small thing, and it really makes for a compatible show, I think. Concert. What do you want to do?
What's your favorite?
I don't know. Anything you particularly want to do? Oh, yes. Yes.
Which
paper
one?
Airplanes?
Yeah.
We got the idea for this song one time. We were in San Francisco in the hotel. And it was kind of cold and everything. We couldn't go out, so we started making paper airplanes and throwing them out the window. We'd watch them go all the way down to the street. And pretty soon the whole street was covered with paper airplanes. And so it gave us an idea for the tune. And we sat down to write the thing. And we got to thinking, the thought came to us of a man who has lived his life and he's on his deathbed. And his relatives are all gone. He's all by himself. And he kind of gets to thinking about it and he wishes he had something he could have left behind for the world to remember him. So we wrote it and called it Paper Airplanes.
It sure is a pretty little bird over there, isn't it?
I'm a man who has lived my life alone in seclusion, confusion. I'm dying. All I wanted was a son. I would take protection, direction. I love him. All I wanted was a son.
I'd take him to the zoo to see the animals.
I'd buy him lollipops in summertime. Water when it asks for a dime.
see. What else could we do? All right, yeah, we can do that. Back in the old days, in some of the countries, I don't know whether they still do this or not, but they used to have a custom where the man had to be a man. He had to be kind of grown up before he could ask the girl for a hand in marriage. And this is a song that tells a story about a girl, a very beautiful girl, and she lives in a big house up on the hill, and her daddy's rich, and she's had everything she ever wanted. And she goes out and sits under the shade of this tree every day, and she waves to her boyfriend. He lives down the road a little ways and lives in a shack. He's a poor man's son. And he waves back at her each day, and they fall very deeply in love. But their parents won't allow them to meet, so this goes on and on and on and on. And what do you hear in the song how it ends? Say that this message came with her dying breath. The very last words she ever spoke.
Give my love to the boy down the road and tell him not to cry. For I know.
Some blues? Okay, we're gonna do some blues, so we're gonna have to use you guys here in the studio to play the bass line and the drums, okay?
Fred, Rupert, you play drums? Marcia?
Marcia's gonna yodel.
Seals and Crofts, down home.
See the man on the black top highway, moving past a no man's land. All alone.
Seals and Crofts telling you what they think. What do you think?
Yeah, Seals and Crofts, I think they're dynamite. They can really put it all together.
They're really out of sight.
Look down in the soul of the valley.
Like, ah, they're really good. The more they play, the more I like them.
Goodbye. Seals and Crofts, down home. Available now on TA Records and Ampex Stereo Tapes.
Seals and Crofts' album, Down Home, is available probably everywhere that records are sold, like Goldblatt's and Corvette's, Triangle Records and Tapes on the South Side, and Hear Hear Records in Evanston. And you can hear here Seals and Crofts in a moment, because they're right here and they're going to play some more music for you.
I'm looking for a new recording studio.
Talking, Rick.
I'm looking for a new studio, man.
Are you looking for a place that's close, nearest to the city? It's only 30 minutes, a short jaunt, as it were. Plane ride, horseback, whatever you need.
Is it out in the country?
Oh, indeed, it is out in the country, yes. Nice. Away from the city limits. The factory atmosphere. Are you tired of the factory atmosphere?
Man, I'm tired of the factory atmosphere.
Zero factory atmosphere
Zero.
At this place. It's really a down-home place. You get the good people, good vibes. You can really get down to business. Get some work done. They get good groups in there. You didn't know that they're a young studio. They're getting some of the top-notch groups.
Like
some of the... And what do you think about the singers?
The singers are out of sight, right?
The staff and the engineers. Are you looking for the best in business?
The best.
Are you looking for the guys
best.
Who can do the best for you?
Yeah.
Get the most out of your sound?
Yeah.
This guy is really smart. He knows that this guy at Clint Studios. You've got to go.
Clint.
Yeah, it's a short ride from the city. It's a good atmosphere. It's a
good vibes.
Why don't you give him a call?
Total Environment in Recording, located 30 minutes north of Chicago. Plinth Recording Studios. Find out exactly what Total Environment in Recording is. Just give Plinth a call at 362-4043. Plinth Studios. You're listening to Triad Radio, WXFM, Elmwood Park, broadcasting from studios in Elmwood Park and 333 North Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Right now, I'd like to tell you about the Chicago Dempster area in Evanston, Illinois. What they have is a bunch of community stores and businesses that are catering to the needs of, well, the people in Evanston and anywhere else, really. Starting off, we'll talk about the Spectacle Head Shop. What they're into is, well, things for your body, like pants and shirts, bell bottoms and things of that nature. Things for your head, things like rolling papers and pipes. Things to read, too, like the LA Free Press, the Berkeley Barb, and, of course, the infamous Chicago Seed. That's what you can find at Spectacle. Then down and across the street and around the block, if you don't get lost, you'll run into Khaki Survival Goods. What they have is, well, an Army-Navy surplus store, and you can find World War II Army coats and those Air Force parkas that are guaranteed up to 65 below, and you'll probably need one for another Chicago winter. That's Khaki, with sleeping bags and tents and things you need in everyday life, like gas masks. Khaki. Then down the street from Khaki, you'll run into a record store that's called Hear Hear Records. What they have is, well, mainly records and albums, all kinds of different music, but they're offering it to you at a low price, under $3, which isn't ripping you off of the music you like to hear. They have Seals and Crofts' album, Down Home, too, Hear Hear Records. And then, up and around the corner again on Chicago, up on Dempster in Evanston, you'll run into a music store that's called The Soundpost. What they have is guitars, electric guitars, acoustical guitars, classical guitars, folk guitars, and amplifiers, too, by Marshall, Acoustic, Fender, They have repair service on all guitars and amplifiers. If you're walking around your house and you step on the neck of your guitar, we'll bring it into the sound post and they'll put it back together for you. They also have accessories like guitar polish, a complete line of Yamaha brass instruments, just about anything else you need to make music with. The sound post on Dempster, or no, on Chicago, right in the Chicago Dempster area of Evanston, Illinois. And two, we'll talk about the Whole Earth Store, an ecological library, really. They have things to read to find out about the environment, where the environment is going, on what...
About 6 months ago, I guess.
Yeah.
So, got all inspired.
Peace, brother.
B.B. King, you know, Jimmy Reed,
yeah.
all of those guys. Too much. I mean, Muddy Waters.
Yeah. There's a lot of blues in Chicago right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I understand. I sure like to catch some of them. I hear this. I hear there's a mandolin player, a blues mandolin player here somewhere. I'd like to catch if I could. Maybe he'll come by the concert. He comes by the concert, wave out there. I want to say hi to him. Anything you want to do?
Yeah, I thought we'd try a thing from the first album that it's one of our favorites. It's called Seldom Sister. And back to the faith again, we were trying to get across our feelings of how we felt when we found out about the faith, the high faith, for those of you who just tuned in. It's called Seldom Sister, and the way that I felt about it is if God is an unknowable essence, which Baha'u'llah, the Prophet Founder, says he is an unknowable essence, why do we have to continually strive to know this Creator and follow his teachings? Later on it dawned on me, though, that the state that I was in at that time and the state that the world is in is a result of not following the teachings of a prophet. And Allah explains that it's like that in each age the sun of truth rises and gradually warms the earth, and it rises to its zenith, and the civilization flourishes, and then the sun begins to set. And this is the way we feel at this time in the world, that the sun of the former dispensations have set, and that the beginning of the new day is just in the progress. The sun is just coming up, and it's a very beautiful, beautiful time. So we wrote the song and called it Seldom Sister, and it says, "You are seldom sisters, how to tell my never's friend," which is seldom is hardly ever, seldom sister is even further away. Seldom sister's means or how to tell my never's friend is even further away. And it more or less explains that our relationship to God, the only way we can even comprehend anything about him is to see his attributes in his teachers, because they're like perfect polished mirrors, and they reflect the sun, even though the sun doesn't come down into the mirror. All of the attributes, you could look into the mirror and say that's the sun, and you would be right. And we can receive all the warmth from that mirror. So this is called Seldom Sister.
Remaining never friend.
This next song that we're going to do is when we get an opportunity to drop a little subtle hint again. You know, we don't like to, we don't want to appear to be preaching or anything, because Baha'is just become Baha'is. I mean, they investigate and they investigate the Baha'i faith and find out that it's true for them. So it becomes part of their character. So if you happen to be a songwriter or a musician, I guess it just naturally comes out, you know. But this is one that we take the opportunity to say something about it, because it causes questions, and that's, you know, that's what we like, to somebody to come up and ask a question, say, what is this thing you're talking about? We say, every 1,000 years or so, a child is born to the earth, and he later on becomes an Abraham or a Moses, excuse me, or a Christ, and mankind jumps on him, and they throw him into jail, or they nail him to a cross or something, and a little over 100 years ago, another child was born, and he was persecuted and thrown into jail. Only this time it was the prison city of Acre, across the bay from Haifa, Israel. And his name was Baha'u'llah. And Baha'u'llah's only crime was to bring a plan to unite this little globe that we live on, way out here in the middle of the universe. And so Baha'u'llah's writings inspired Jimmy and I to write this song that we put down on our first album. We call it Earth.
Castle in the sun, where rainbows have ends and the talking about.